and rearrange me. I can't do it by myself. No. I need you to change me, yeah, and rearrange me, 'cause I can't do it by myself. No.
Hello, hello. What is up, everybody? It's your boy, Dellen Walker, CEO and founder of Style and Grace LLC, and you are tuned in to yet another podcast show of Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Style and Grace. Now, guys, I know I have not been on here in a while, but what I will say is I truly have missed you all. I truly missed recording as well, but it's really been so much going on, so many amazing things going on, I should say, just to keep you all informed. And I know in the past I kind of talked about how I had a lot going on, and previously I couldn't really tell you all because I'm the type of person, unless something is kind of set in stone, I really don't too much talk about it, only because I don't want to jinx it or anything like that, or talk about too much of anything before it's time. However, I am having a launch party, and that's what I've been working on for the past couple of months. Not only that, for the past year and a half, I've been working on my new Christian apparel line, and that's what the launch party is going to be centered around. And that's what I've been working on, guys, on top of some other things that I'm working on right now that I'm not going to reveal to you all up until maybe a later date. However, I do have my new Christian apparel line and website dropping July 27th, guys. I've been working on this for quite some time, guys, and it's really been in the works for a long time, but now that it's finally happened and it'll be here within a matter of weeks, I'm just so excited to finally be able to sit down and talk to you all about it. So I'm super excited about that. Guys, the new shirts in this line, let me tell y'all, for one, let me shout out a few people before I get started on everything. That song that you heard, the intro song to this podcast today, was by artist LaShawn Brown from Chicago, Illinois. And that single is called Change Me, guys. It's available on all digital outlets where you can purchase music and stream music, guys. Go ahead and support this single. I actually discovered him one day. I was just scrolling through Instagram, and I think I ended up on Jason Nelson's page, I believe, and Jason Nelson had posted him or whatever, and I had clicked on the picture, and I headed over to iTunes, and I got his single, and I loved it, and I actually listened to it like that whole day. The song just sent so much conviction to my spirit, and it was so powerful, and I was like, oh my God, for this launch event, I have to have him, because guys, I tried to get so many different artists, and I'm not even gonna tell you all about that journey because that's neither here nor there. However, when I reached out to LaShawn, he just was absolutely a cool person. Congratulations to him as well. He just tied the knot a few days ago, but he was just a cool, down-to-earth dude. Like, he gave me a yes right off the bat. He was just super cool about everything. Not only that, his excitement to come down here and worship with me at my event, it blows my mind. So LaShawn, bro, shout out to you. Congratulations to you. I wish you nothing but much love and success. I can't wait to hear new music from you. And I know you have some amazing things coming up, and I cannot wait for people here in Muskegon to be able to witness your ministry. God bless you, bro. And may the grace of God continue to follow you. But yes, guys, on July 27th, I am having Style and Grace is going to be having its first launch event with my new Christian apparel line, guys. And like I said before, each design on every t-shirt and hat is absolutely breathtaking. Shout out, first of all, to Faint Adams from Chosen Vessel Apparel. me and her got connected, of course. I told you all this story before. At the PAW National Convention about a year or two ago. That was in Atlanta, Georgia. I think it was a year ago. I'm not really for sure. It was some time ago, though. Me and her got connected. And she's been, like, really a big sister to me with coaching me through this business and being a great mentor to me. So, Faint, I totally appreciate you so much. And God bless you. And congrats on all the success of your line as well. Her Be Apostolic t-shirts are freaking everywhere. You can't log on to any social media outlet without seeing them. But girl, I'm so proud of you. And I wish you nothing but the best. So she actually referred me to this amazing graphic designer. His name is Elijah McGill. So I got connected to him earlier this year or late last year, toward the end of last year. And me and him have been working back and forth with forming this new line. And when I tell you all, it is amazing. It's amazing. Like, it was literally worth the wait. Like, because I had put it on hold so many times, and for it to finally be here, I'm just super excited, guys. I'm super excited. I'm super nervous as well. You know what I'm saying? Because you work so hard on something and you want a good turnout for certain things. And not only that, you want people to appreciate what you do and to appreciate your craft. But one thing about it, I know it's going to be successful and I know it's going to pay off. Not only that, guys, I finally, after like 3 years, have a website. I know it took me a long time, y'all. Don't be talking about me saying how I should have been had a website, because it's finally coming when it needs to be here. But I just want to send a thank you to you all, because with the Godfidence t-shirt, you all have been rocking with me for a long time. Shout out to all the artists who've supported my brand, Judah Band. Shout out to Jonathan Nelson. Shout out to Timothy Reddick. Who else? Kiara Sheard, Jay Moss, just to name a few. Gene Moore. Shout out to you all. This has been an amazing journey, and that journey from those t-shirts has took me to where I'm at now. You know what I'm saying? I truly built a brand just from one t-shirt. And not only that, to everybody that supported that t-shirt, who has sent me emails about how the shirt has impacted their lives. Guys, I've had so many testimonials about just a simple t-shirt. And who knew that a simple slogan on a t-shirt saying it's a Godfidence thing, hashtag blessed on the back, would help so many people and inspire so many people. And I'm glad it did just that, because honestly, behind it all, that was my prayer behind it all. And that was my desire. So, guys, you all are so amazing. Without your love, your support, honestly, I wouldn't do half the stuff I do. And I know people oftentimes say, well, I don't need this person or that person to validate me. And that's true enough, because I don't need anyone to validate me. However, when you do have people supporting you and loving you, it's an amazing feeling. Because one thing about it, I know so many people that have aspired to do half of what I've done. I've been blessed enough to, under my LLC and under my business, which is fashion, send people to the Stellar Awards and have, you know, A-list gospel people in the gospel industry support my brand. It's an amazing thing, because not many people are afforded those opportunities. You know what I'm saying? So it was from the help of you all just supporting me and going hard for me and telling me how much the t-shirt inspired you all. Like, not only that, even at the last convention I went to, I went down there. I didn't even have a table, but I had so many people requesting a Godfidence t-shirt. Like, the support has just been real. So, guys, from the bottom of my heart, I truly thank God for you all. And on July 27th, you all will have a website to order new merchandise. Not only that, those of you that come to my event, which is going to be held at my home church in our multipurpose center, in the Bishop William L. Burrell Multipurpose Center, 412 East Sherman Boulevard. The event is going to start, social hour is going to start from 4:30 to 5:30, and the concert is going to kick off directly at 5:30. And at that social hour, guys, I'm going to have, you know, some little finger foods for y'all. Good music, good vibes. Then immediately it's going to go and flow right into the concert. And after that, you all will be able to purchase my merchandise. Not only that, that's not the end of it. So as you all know, I have none other than LaShawn Brown that's going to be the main artist for the showcase part of it. Not only that, I have some amazing praise and worship leaders and guest psalmists that are coming. Shout out to Shamara Tumblin. This girl's voice is absolutely amazing, guys. If you don't know her, search her up on social media. Look her up on YouTube. It's Shamara Tumblin. Shamara, I'm sorry, I don't know how to spell your name, but her voice is absolutely beautiful and amazing. She does go to Calvin College. Not only that, me and her, you know, go attend the same church. And I believe she's studying performing arts and music, I believe. But she's such an amazing gift to the body of Christ. And I absolutely love and adore her. Not only that, shout out to Minister Kiara Gladney from Detroit, Michigan. But now she's a native of Flint. She's an amazing praise and worship leader as well. Her voice is absolutely out of this world. She'll be there at my launch event as well, ministering in song. It's just going to be an amazing night. Also, I have my home church praise team, Sounds of Worship. Shout out to Avery Burrell and everybody that's on the Sounds of Worship that agreed to do this for me. They'll be ministering as well. Guys, I just have such an amazing lineup for you all. Like, it's not even funny. Plus so many more things that I'm not going to reveal, because you need to be there to see everything that I have planned for you all. And also, shout out to Shawanda Tumblin as well, that's going to be hosting my event. I absolutely love and adore her. She's such an amazing woman of God as well. So I'm super excited about that. Not only that, I have other vendors that are going to be there. I have some Mary Kay vendors for my ladies. Not only that, I have some amazing purse and jewelry vendors there. I have David's Closet all the way from Detroit, Michigan, that will be in the house. Guys, I have some amazing things. So y'all really need to get there. And not only that, when I tell y'all, this line is popping, like, it's hot. Like, and I'm not even saying that because I'm the one that's producing it and I'm the one that's putting all my checks into it, literally. Guys, it's amazing. It's amazing. Like, when I say it was worth the wait, because I have been designing stuff like going on 2 years, and I honestly was just waiting for the right time, you know, until I felt like certain things should be released, because I just felt like, okay, certain designs weren't good enough to be released. And not only that, you have so many different Christian apparel lines out right now that are producing some amazing stuff. I dare not come out half stepping, so I really had to wait to the perfect time to release this. And 2 months ago, I was in my office at work, and the Lord was just like, July 27th, he gave me that date. So I went with that. I ran with it, and I said, okay, God. And I thank God, because the word of God says, my sheep know my voice, but a stranger will not follow. And I listened to the voice of God, and I just believe that everything is going to be just fine. Now that all of that is out the way, guys, of course, you know, my show is centered around faith, but it's also centered around faith, fashion, because this is Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Style and Grace. Now, I don't know if you all have been following up what's the event that was going on in New Orleans? The Essence Fest. The Essence Fest. Okay. The Essence Festival. I don't know if you all were doing your follow-ups with that, far as the fashion and stuff was concerned. But guys, it was some amazing fashion at the Essence Festival. Like, not only that, shout out to my good friend Simone. She went down there. or whatever to do some business. So congrats to her and the company that she works for as well. But so down at Essence Festival, my standout person of the week was Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. You all know her, Michelle Williams. She looked absolutely amazing. She was styled by Jay Bolin, of course, the whole weekend. And just every piece that she wore to the Essence Festival was absolutely amazing. And I just love her fashion evolution, because previously, before Jay Bolin started styling her, I wasn't a big fan of her fashion on the red carpet. But one thing about it, Jay Bolin knows how to get you all the way together. And he did just that with Michelle Williams. She looked absolutely amazing. On one of the nights, she wore a... Now, I'm going to slaughter this name because it's a African designer. But it was Alfana Naraj Solo Fashion House. Her handbag was by Laura Allen, and the makeup was by Chrissy Beauty Studio. She looked absolutely amazing. Like, every look from her that week was beautiful. She had this sequence look. She just looked absolutely amazing and breathtaking. Not only that, she had a green snakeskin inspired three-piece suit. Her shoes were by Giuseppe, I believe. But she looked absolutely beautiful. And not only that, I loved how her looks were absolutely breathtaking and sexy, but it wasn't inappropriate. And that's one thing that I love to see women. I feel like you can be sexy, but you can still be tasteful all at the same time. Like, you don't have to look like the H word just to be sexy. You know what I'm saying? And modesty sometimes is the most attractive attribute someone can have. So she looked absolutely amazing. Not only that, my girl Tasha Cobbs, my favorite praise and worship leader in the whole white world, she looked absolutely amazing too. She was serving Cuba vibes. That was her cap, his Jay Bolin's caption. Jay Bolin did style her, but she looked absolutely beautiful. She celebrated her birthday while she was down there, and just all of her looks were absolutely breathtaking and gorgeous. Like, I was just here for the looks during Essence Festival. Like, they were absolutely beautiful. Now, moving on, first of all, to you that are out there listening right now, how many of y'all are going to see Lion King? Me personally, I'm going to see it. Lion King was one of my favorite Disney movies growing up. I absolutely love the whole storyline. You know what I'm saying? Of course, everybody made the Circle of Life super churchy, but I cannot wait. I'll be going to see it when it comes out. But let's talk about the looks from the red carpet from the premiere. Now, Queen B, everybody and their mama love Beyonce. However, I know she got the song out talking about how she slay. And she does most of the time. 97.99% of the time, Beyonce do get it right and she do shut it down. However, for the movie premiere look, her daughter was cute. I mean, it's a child, so I can't talk about the child. That's just trifling. But Beyonce look, I did not like it. Honestly, I hated the hair. I hated the sideburns. I hated the tuxedo look. Dress type of thing. I don't know what was going on. Not only that, I know sometimes with fashion, you have to know what works for your body. And one thing about Beyonce, she is, I'm not going to call her full figure, but of course she is a thicker woman. You know, she has a beautiful body, but that did not complement her body well at all. And usually black is a pretty slimming color to people, but that did not hit her in the right places at all. It did not photograph well. And you can tell maybe on somebody else, the gown would have been absolutely breathtaking. Because don't get me wrong, it was a gorgeous gown. The gown just did not fit her body the way I wanted it to fit it. Like, in the front, I hate saying this because I don't want y'all to crucify me. Child, I really don't. But it made her look pregnant. And maybe she is. Maybe she's pregnant again. But it just didn't compliment her body well at all. Like, I was not a fan of it. And I absolutely love, I don't listen to her music, but I love her fashion statements. One thing about Beyonce, she gets it right every time on the red carpet, the majority of the time. So when I saw this look, I was kind of disappointed because, like, Lion King is a film that I've been, when I found out she was in it, I was super excited. Like, to be quite honest, that's one of the reasons why I'm going to see it. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Beyonce, child, it wasn't, you didn't slay in that. You didn't. It was ugly. It was very ugly. But some other artists that looked amazing with their families on the red carpet. You had Chance the Rapper and his wife and his daughter on the red carpet. They all looked absolutely beautiful. Not only that, you had Steph Curry, his wife, and their children on the red carpet. They looked absolutely amazing as well. You've seen a lot of African Americans on that red carpet, and it kind of made me happy. You know what I'm saying? To see our culture support a movement like that. It was absolutely beautiful to see. I pray and hope that that film does amazing numbers at the box office. And guys, get out and support that movie. The majority of the cast is African American, if not the whole cast, I believe. So get out and support that. Get out and most definitely support that. So moving along, guys, I really didn't know what to talk about on the podcast today. I actually asked my big brother. I was like, Avery, what should I talk about during the faith part of the segment of the podcast show? And he was like, I mean, I don't know, just kind of do you how you always do. And I really never have too much planned out for my podcast because I'm just the type of person, everything that I kind of do, I kind of just go off the top of my head while doing it. So what came to me as I was kind of thinking about, like, what should I say or what should I do? Or even at the beginning of this podcast show, I just heard the words, the door is closed. Now, any of you that watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, you might think of NeNe Leakes when she was telling, who was she telling the door was closed? Either Candy or somebody. I don't know. Okay, let's not get off into that. But she was saying how the door was closed. And on today, I just want to talk about how the door is closed in my life to all negativity, to everything in my life that does not need to be there. Sometimes in our walk with God, and in our journey with God, we go through so many doors. We go through some doors that should be open, and we go through some doors that we shouldn't even go through because we have no business even going, entering into those doors or even entering into those rooms. And sometimes God delivers us out of certain situations and he closes certain doors. And when I talk about doors, I'm talking about certain things that we thought was an opportunity or certain things that we thought were beneficial to us that meant us honestly no good. And honestly, it was doors that we shouldn't have even been walking into in the first place. So on today, my declaration was the door is closed to everything that God wants it to be closed on. That's with relationships. It's with friendships. It's with things that just doesn't benefit me. Like, if it doesn't benefit me in a positive way, if it's not uplifting my spirit, if it's not edifying who I am as a person, the door is closed to it. It's closed to toxic relationship. It's closed to toxic people. It's closed to even letting certain things creep in that I know I shouldn't be letting creep in the first place. The door is closed to so many things. And one thing I want to leave you all with on today is when God closes that door, don't open it. Sometimes we kind of leave it cracked open because we feel like we missing something. We feel like we didn't get a chance to experience or indulge in all that we could have. We feel like, you know, I might go back and I might be able to be benefited. It might be a benefit to me this time around. But no, the door was closed for a reason. The door was closed with that job for a reason. The door was closed from that engagement or that relationship for a reason. It wasn't in God's will. And where I'm at right now with everything that I have going on, if it's not in the will of God, I really don't want to give it no energy or no life. I don't even want to speak life to it. You know what I'm saying? Because God wants to perform so many things in our lives. And if we keep certain doors open, we have no room to grow. We have no room to grow. And I want to be at a place in my life where I'm continuously growing. I'm continuously going from faith to faith. I'm continuously going higher and higher. So, guys, if it's a door that needs to be closed in your life, and maybe you're battling with closing that door, close it. Pray, fast, do whatever you need to do to help you close that door. Because on the other side of that door, nothing good is there. So just close it. Keep it closed. Don't open it again. If God is telling you to go to that door to the right, don't go to the one in the left. Follow the voice of God and do what's right. Don't be ignorant of the devil's devices. One thing about the enemy, he does the same thing. He does the same thing. And I know that all too well. I can testify about that all too well. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes he sends people into your life. He sends a beautiful woman, you know, a handsome guy. And you think, okay, Lord, this person coming into my life to be a friend, or this person is coming into my life to benefit me. But then, you know, when you first met that person, God was dealing with you. He was saying, this person ain't no good for you. But you kept that door cracked just a little bit. And one thing about the enemy, if you give him an inch, he's going to take a whole mile. So when you leave the door cracked open for the enemy, he just doesn't crack it open a little bit more and peek his head in. He busts it wide open. So guys, don't be ignorant on tonight. Don't be ignorant on today. Use the gifts that God gave you. If you truly got the real Holy Ghost, you got discernment. You know right from wrong. You know who in your life that shouldn't be there. If that door is closed, keep it closed. If that job closed the door on your face, don't go back and try to fight for it. Keep it closed. It wasn't in God's will for you. That business deal, if it wasn't in God's will, turn away and walk away from it. God got something better for you on the other side. And I truly hope that you all were blessed by this. When God gave me those four words, it absolutely blessed me. And not only that, one thing about it is I'm not telling you all nothing that's not ministering to myself. Because when I talk about things, I'm ministering to myself as well. So I just want you all to be encouraged. God bless you all. Keep God first in all that you do. And not only that, I hope to see you all on July 27th at my launch event. Once again, it's 412 East Sherman Boulevard in the Bishop William L. Burrell Multipurpose Center, guys. It's my launch event. My website will be dropping on that day as well. Guys, I cannot wait. God bless you all. I love you all. And thank you so much for riding with me. And not only that, before I forget, I'm not going to reveal any names or anything like that. But I was in Jackson, Michigan about a week or two ago for a service that I was attending. And you never know how much support you have with something until you're out in at a public event and people are coming up to you talking about it. It was a group of young people that told me how much my podcast inspires them and how they subscribe to my podcast channel and how they listen to every podcast. And I just wish I could hug you all again, but you all made my day. And your support is the reason why I continue to do what I do. So I absolutely love everybody that supports Style and Grace LLC, whether it's from you all hiring me to style you, purchasing apparel from my apparel line, listening to the podcast, in whatever way you support me, God bless you all. And I appreciate you all and I love you. So I'm going to be leaving you with the song that we started on, Change Me, by LaShawn Brown. God bless you all. And you all stay encouraged. Peace and love.
Rearrange me, I can't do it by myself.